Now, the Cork Ladies footballers return to action in their National Football League campaign this Sunday with a trip to Galway, the side they beat after a replay in last year's league final. Aoife Fitzgerald joins us now to look ahead to this game. And first of all, Aoife, a return to action after the All-Stars break and a break for a couple of weeks for you.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's given us an opportunity to train anyway. We've had 3 weeks off now, so we've done quite a bit of training. So I think the girls went to America and that, so, but they've come back in good form, so hopefully, you know, we'll give a good account of ourselves on Sunday.
Good stuff. In terms of the preparation for that then, as you said, just more time to train and pull things together, but you've announced a team or a squad maybe more accurately for Sunday's game?
Yeah, well, obviously we were a bit worried about the Camogie, the clash again with Camogie, but that's on Saturday now, so hopefully the girls will come through that. We have Rena Breege and Hannah Looney involved in both, so hopefully they'll come through that. And we're actually going to the Camogie match. We're going to go up Saturday and we'll go to the Camogie match on Saturday ourselves. So all going well, it'll be a good weekend for Cork Ladies, hopefully, in both codes.
Yeah, well, it's progress from last year anyway to see that at least they have they don't have that clash this year.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't expect, you know, girls to play matches in the same day. It's absolutely ridiculous. No, one day after the other, I suppose, isn't ideal either. But, I mean, it's the best of what you can make of it at this stage. With regards to the Camogie, it was just, you know, they kind of do a playoff and that's that. I have no problem with that. But, like, you know, at least it gives the girls 24 hours to recover, which I suppose isn't too bad.
Mm. So, that aside then, preparing for this Galway side, how are you feeling about them? Because obviously, as I mentioned at the outset, they had some battles against them last year, Aoife.
Yeah, oh, they had, yeah. Now, I suppose we, you know, again, this is new for me in terms of facing Galway. I've seen some videos of them. They're quite good. They're young. I think they won a minor championship a couple of years back.
Yeah.
And lots of those girls have come through now, but they're a fine football side. Obviously it's going to be a battle, and you know, when you're travelling away, it's probably makes it a little bit more difficult, but I think we're looking forward to it. And as I say, from fitness point of view and football point of view, we're in a much better place now, so you know, I'd be expecting, you know, a good performance from us on Sunday, and hopefully that'll be enough to see us through. But it's going to be, you know, it's going to be tough. Obviously they are one of the better teams in the division, so I think Mayo struggled to beat them, and you know, all their games have been very close, and they're 3 points ahead of us at the moment, I think, or you know, one win ahead of us anyway. And you know, but we'll put ourselves in a good position if we can win on Sunday, so we're treating the game very seriously. And obviously we're like, again, with a view to the championship, you know, we'll possibly be having a look at some, you know, a couple of the newer girls again in this kind of a battle, and that's been very, very handy for us, you know, from I suppose from the Kerry match on, really, we've been able to introduce some new girls, and you know, they've done very well, so we're very pleased with that.
Mm. Your final two games are championship level games because there's so much at stake, in the sense that Kerry, yourselves and Kerry, are the 5th and 6th place teams, both on 6 points, behind Galway and Armagh, who are on 9. Now, yeah. Ye face Galway on Sunday and then you take on Armagh, top half of the table sides, whereas Kerry have a much easier run in, as you both battle for those places. So you have to win Sunday to set up a must win game then in the final round.
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, they're great matches to have. I mean, our championship is on early this year. We've got Waterford in the Munster Championship, so I think it's on in early May. So like, these two matches will be great for us in terms of championship preparation. Now, I know obviously it's a few weeks out from, but if we can qualify for the league, then it'll bring us right into the championship, which would be ideal. But as they say, we'll be treating Sunday. I mean, it's not championship, obviously, but we'll be going up to a serious intent in terms of getting a performance. And I think our performances in general have been improving, as our fitness levels have. You know, the attitude of the girls is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Aoife,
the ones that were away last week were out. They were back for, I think, Wednesday night. They were back out training again Friday night. We did a fitness test and they were absolutely flying. So, you know, it's a testament to their commitment and their ambition.
Yeah, that's never really in doubt, in fairness to them, because, no. Yeah. Aoife, in terms of how you approach these final two games, when there's obviously the picture will be much clearer after this weekend, but even for this weekend's game, do you approach the game trying to blend a bit of youth and experience and give girls experience at this level, or do you have to stick to your best 15 or your best complement, your best hand to try and win the game because you want to progress?
There's a bit of a balance, I think, Lisa, to be honest, because, I mean, if you don't play girls that you think are up to it in this at this level, then you're not going to know. So it's very difficult to play them in the championship then, so it's a balance. But obviously we'll be sending out a very strong team on Sunday, but with a little bit of youth involved as well, you know. So I would hope that, you know, that we'll strike a good balance. But I think the league is very beneficial in terms of unearthing new players, you know. Like, we played Shauna Kelly against Dublin, I thought she did very well. But, like, we wouldn't have known that if we didn't start her. Now, you know, we lost the game, but at the end of the day, you know, we certainly, we're finding out an awful lot about the panel rather than just the established girls. And I think to do that, to answer your question, really, I suppose to do that, you do have to play some of the girls that you think will be up to it, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's in the heat of battle. You'll find out whether they're, you know, whether they're going to make the grade or not. But I'd be very confident that whichever team we pick on Sunday, they'll go out there and they'll give a very good account of themselves.